Good afternoon. Welcome to the Windows Intune overview session. Just by the show of hands, how many of you have tried Windows Intune before? Okay. And how many of you haven't even heard about Windows Intune so far and want to know more about it? Great. So I think we have half and half population here. For the folks who know about Intune and who want to learn about Intune. So this is going to be an interesting session. I'm going to cover both the basics of Windows Intune as well as the new features that we have added in the current update to the service that we did. So welcome. I'm Nilesh Pide. I'm lead program manager on Windows Intune and Configuration Manager team. Last year has been very exciting for Microsoft in for PC and device management field. We have combined System Center Configuration Manager and Windows Intune teams together. So as a lead PM, I own application management, updates management, and SCEP across both Windows Intune as well as Configuration Manager. So in today's session, the agenda is I want to discuss some of the consumerization of IT trends and the challenges that are caused because of these trends today, how Windows Intune can provide a solution for tackling these challenges through unified device management story, and then I want to demonstrate the capabilities of Windows Intune. I know it's System Center Configuration Manager side as well. As we go along, I'll be comparing and contrasting the features for Windows Intune with System Center Configuration Manager. How many of you have attended the mobile device management sessions for Configuration Manager? And, okay, there are a few folks there. So I'm going to talk about Windows Intune as a cloud service, how we are leveraging it across different Microsoft products, and how we are leveraging it in different configurations across Microsoft products. So welcome aboard. Thanks for taking time to join me on this journey. The key takeaways from this session, the first thing that I want you guys to go out with is understand what is Windows Intune, the capabilities of Windows Intune, the scale limits, and which configurations you can leverage Windows Intune. And the second thing is, how do we embrace consumerization of IT with Windows Intune? Okay. So just by show of hands, how many of you have 10 or more personal devices right now? Anybody? Okay, there are a few. How about 5 or more? That's like 40%. How about 2 or more? That's almost everybody. So this is the trend that we are seeing. We are going from a world with lots of PCs to lots and lots and lots of devices. So if you see the stats there, the world is no longer one user is equal to one desktop anymore. The devices are growing in number and different platforms. You can see that a lot of IT companies are now trying to grapple with the situation where they want to enable consumers to use their devices to get corporate work done. But at the same time, they don't have the means to enforce any policies or secure any data. Latest IDC survey says that it's going to be, you know, almost 2 billion devices in the market by 2016. That's just 3 years in future. So if you want to tackle this trend, it's a balance that we have to achieve. We should be able to, you know, find the right balance with respect to allowing the consumers to get their work done, but at the same time, thinking about how IT can allow the users to be productive, at the same time, control the corporate information security and anything that will damage the corporate IT's information. So Microsoft story in this case is going to be, we are going to allow you to empower the end user productivity. We are going to provide a unified management infrastructure. You can take dependency on common identity because identity becomes the core in this solution. If you want to manage the devices without thinking about users, this is becoming a very challenging task. In past, IT admins could just, you know, standardize on PC configuration and say, okay, this is the configuration I want users to have. This is a desktop PC. I'm going to manage it in a certain way. And Windows did a fantastic job of enabling that management. But nowadays, since there are so many platforms and so many versions of Android operating systems coming in the market, it's a losing battle that IT admin is faced with. They need to do more work with less resources, at the same time handle these trends. Are you feeling these pressures right now in the IT organizations? Anybody who is not feeling this pressure? So it's a common occurrence right now that we need to support end-user productivity, but at the same time protect the information from the corporate perspective. So Microsoft's answer to this is unified device management. How many of you use separate solutions for managing your PCs versus mobile devices today? And how is it working out for you guys? What are the challenges there? You know, just enumerate a couple of challenges here. Do you see any challenges here? No challenges? Yeah, these are two separate roles, right? Whenever I talk to a customer, they tell me desktop admin role is separate. Since these devices are coming through, you know, network, internet, some of these roles for managing mobile device managements are shifting towards the network admin role. And when you look at the information proliferation in enterprises, now there are two separate groups trying to manage this information separately. It becomes a very difficult problem to solve. So Microsoft's answer to this is you don't have to compromise. You can use a single solution that can give you the capabilities to manage both desktop PCs as well as your mobile devices. So I'll talk about that a little bit more as we go forward in this presentation. But the basic principle is you want to empower end-user productivity and have a unified infrastructure management in order to maintain the corporate control on the information. And we can achieve that using Windows Intune and System Center Configuration Manager. I'll talk about how you can do this. So before I start talking about the configurations, so what is Windows Intune? Windows Intune is basically a world-class cloud-based device management service. We launched Windows Intune almost 3 years back. I was here at MMS 3 years back, a few people interested in Windows cloud-based management service. The interest is growing every year. And we can see that in the conversations, especially after we connected Windows Intune to Configuration Manager this year. When it comes to cloud-based service, the first question that is asked is, can I really trust this cloud-based service, which is hosted by Microsoft in Microsoft Data Center, with my corporate information? To give our customers confidence, I can tell you that this year has been very exciting for us. We just got ISO 27001 certified. What that means is we basically got audited and we are in compliance with industry standard information security practices. So we basically treat customer data very securely. We have documented best practices and we have documented ops practices to manage that information. The second thing is about availability of the service. Whenever we talk about any service, if that service goes down, it's going to impact your bottom line. So Microsoft has a standard 3-9 service availability guarantee, which is financially backed. And especially we really mean it. So if the availability goes down, then you're going to get credit for there are different situations. If it falls below 95% availability, you're going to get 100% credit back for that month. So basically, we are supporting this with financial incentives so that people can take dependency on us. In the corporate environment, maintaining 3-9 availability for management solution is a challenge, actually. So, you know, if we can offer to do that, I think this is a great story for our customers. So let's look at two configurations that we can use Windows Intune. When we talk about unified device management, you can have a single admin console that talks to the Windows Intune cloud service, and we can manage both PCs as well as the modern device platforms. This is the simplest configuration, which we call standalone Windows Intune service. When 3 years back we launched Windows Intune, it was launched in this configuration. Now, you have to remember that this particular configuration is useful when you have a situation where you want to manage about 5,000 users. This is a scale limit that is on admin experience as well as feature perspective. This is not the scale limit on the backend infrastructure that we have built. It can scale really well, but today, the way we have built this service, it is optimized for up to 5,000 users. If you want to manage more than 5,000 users, that's where Configuration Manager also comes into play. So if you already are managing devices in your network with Configuration Manager, you can extend that management with Windows Intune service for mobile device management. In that case as well, you can connect your System Center Configuration Manager admin console to Windows Intune service, and you can manage your PC platforms using Configuration Manager on-prem and all the mobile device platforms using Windows Intune service. Both of these management activities could be achieved through a single unified management console. And that's the story behind Microsoft's unified device management. We want to make it easy for our customers to do these management activities in one place. So let's take a look at what Windows Intune standalone service is. For the remainder of this presentation, I'm going to talk about the first configuration, which is Windows Intune standalone service. There are lots of other sessions that are happening right now. If you want more information about how do I leverage Windows Intune with System Center Configuration Manager, I'll talk about that at the end of this presentation. But basically, Windows Intune is a web-based administration console, and it can provide rich user experience or self-service experience for the end users. So with the latest release, we have the basics of management and security. By that, I mean update management, endpoint protection. You can do asset management, planning activities that are needed in your IT organization. You can do license management. You can do remote management of the PCs, set security policies. So basics of security and management. And with the current release that we released, we are providing richer mobile device management functionality. And that includes a really premium end user self-service experience. I'm going to use lots of demos in this session so that I can show you all the capabilities that we have enabled in the latest release. And feel free to pause me anytime you have any questions. Okay, so let's start with the overview. So as I start with my demos, is one thing I would like to ask of you. I want to sacrifice something for the demo gods, because last 2 days there have been lots of demos going wrong. So if you guys can turn your phones into airplane mode, I would really appreciate that. The wireless network has been flaky. We have backups after backups for this setup, but you know, I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed and hope nothing goes wrong in these demos. Especially with Windows Intune, if I don't have internet access, I can't really show you anything. So the way you access Windows Intune administration console is you go to admin.manage.microsoft.com. The identity story behind Windows Intune is all the user identity is managed through Azure Active Directory. So in this case, I'm going to log in into my admin account for Contoso. And there we go. So I'm going to access the admin console, which is a Silverlight application, and serve through cloud. As you can see, it can give you a quick summary here. There's an overview pane here and different workloads. You can do group management, there's user group management, update management, endpoint protection. So there are lots of activities on the left-hand side. It's a very simple paradigm, especially if you are familiar with Configuration Manager. So compare this to Configuration Manager is flying Boeing 787. And when it comes to Windows Intune, it's a simplified paradigm. It's like flying a Cessna, right? But you know, you can still go from point A to point B. But you know, there are not too many bells and whistles in Windows Intune. It's streamlined for 80% use cases. In this case, since it is Patch Tuesday, let's look at the update story. If I click on the critical updates, on Windows Intune side, we have a catalog of updates. We basically sync updates through Windows updates and Microsoft update service. And it is kind of a WSS in the cloud story here. I can quickly look at the Patch Tuesday updates when I filter my security updates with the filter. Let me click on this. And this information is all coming from Microsoft Data Center. Since we are based in US right now, this information is coming from Tukwila Data Center. Let's see. Okay. So if I look at the security updates by knowledge base article, it's going to quickly sort on that. And it happens that 4.9 is the first, it's basically the Patch Tuesday. So we should be able to see lots of updates here. Okay. So you can see all the updates released here with the MSRC numbers and 4.9. So I should be able to quickly approve these updates. So update management is pretty simple. The one thing that I would like to show you is when you create a Windows Intune subscription account, you have to create it through any other, through Microsoft Online Portal. That's a single point where you go to create any of Microsoft's online services accounts. So that's a common experience. Once you create the account, you can configure Windows Intune to handle normal workflows for management. So in this case, for updates, for instance, you can create auto-approval rules. You can select the categories that you want updates to be approved for. If you just accept the default settings, they work for 80% case. If you want to configure them a little bit better, you know, for your enterprise needs and you want to test them out, you can do that as well. But these are some of the things that are configured by default. For instance, here, I think the Microsoft product updates have been selected. So all Office updates are selected and Windows updates are selected. So you can see that. Update classification by default, critical security and definition updates are there, as well as service packs. These updates have to be approved. You can create automatic approval rules. It's a very simple process. You just create a approval rule. I'm just going to say MMS demo, product categories. I can choose update classifications or product categories. It's a quick wizard to do this. I'm just going to select all Microsoft updates. And I'm just interested in critical and security updates. And I can select the group of machines that these updates go to. Updates is device-centric, so I can just select home office group, add this, And this rule, this basically tells you what kind of products that you're going to get updates for and classification. Finish. And that's it. The rule has been created. And you can run the selected updates. So it's a pretty simple configuration for updates. First thing that we did was configure the updates. The second thing that we are going to do is configure the endpoint protection. Windows Intune includes forefront endpoint protection products, the same agent. We leverage it across multiple Microsoft properties. So if you want to configure that, there is a policy that you have to set before you enroll any clients. I can go to the policy workload, and there is a policy that I have already created. It says enable Windows Intune endpoint protection. If I edit that policy, it can tell you the settings here, you know, in just a couple of seconds. Okay. And if I look at the endpoint protection policy, I have enabled it by default. So if you're running third-party anti-malware or endpoint protection solutions, by default, we are not going to uninstall all those products. So it's a pretty secure default that we have worked through. In the previous releases, we had some problems with this because these endpoint protection bits were going down to the customer's machines, even if they were disabled. But we have fixed that in the current release. So if you want to use Microsoft's endpoint protection agent on your machines to protect them, you can do that. And once you save the policy, you can deploy it. Managing deployment is very easy. It's based on the device groups. You can quickly say that all my devices, I need to enable this policy for. And that's it. It's a pretty simplistic experience. The third thing I want to call out is, now we have done some device configurations, but how do you configure users? And that's where the account portal, which is Azure Active Directory, comes into play. So Office 365 and Windows Intune, they use Azure Active Directory as the source of user identities. You have a couple of options here. One is, if you do not want any cloud-based infrastructure, you can manage all the users just in cloud in Azure AD. That's a simple option. And I can show you that quickly. From the user's perspective, I can just go to users. I can say, add a new user. I'm just going to add Dave's account here, Dave Randall, and then display name, username is Dave R. And the domain is already set up there for this user. I can assign different roles for this user. There are different roles like billing administrator, global administrator, password. There are different roles that are available. These are standard AD roles. But in this case, I'm just going to select normal user permissions and then select a location. And I assign these users. So you have to first create the user in Windows Azure AD and then assign it to the Windows Intune group so that it syncs down to the service. And I will send an email. I don't want actually the email. What will happen is it's going to create a temporary password for Dave. I need to give this password to Dave in the offline way. I can email that password to Dave, or you know, I can basically communicate this using some SharePoint portal. But this is as easy as creating a new user. Once I create that new user, within 5 minutes, it's going to sync down to Windows Intune. So it's very seamless integration with Azure AD. The second option is, if you already have AD infrastructure, then you can use something called DirSync, which is the directory sync protocol. You have to install a DirSync connector on-prem and then point it to Windows Intune. What it does is it's going to export all the information in your AD into cloud. So there are two options with DirSync. One option is you just use plain DirSync. In that case, all the user accounts get created in Azure AD. But you have to create new passwords. The second option, if you want to enable single sign-on, then you have to set up ADFS infrastructure. If you do ADFS infrastructure, then not only do you get all the Active Directory users that you already have synced up to the cloud, but you will get single sign-on experience for all those users. You don't have to manage two different set of passwords. So those are the three options that you have for user management. So just to recap, what we saw is we basically configured Windows Intune for first-time use. We created certain settings for update management and endpoint protection. Then we created certain user management tasks to create users in the system. And the third thing is, once I create this infra, I can go to the administrator tab and start enrolling the devices that I want to manage through Windows Intune. So for this, there is a simple agent file, EXE, that you have to install on the machines that you want to manage for PCs. You can download it from Windows Intune site, and then using your normal software distribution mechanisms like GPSI or, you know, sending emails to customer to your end users, you can enroll the machine. So within 30 minutes of running this EXE on any machine, if the machine gets provisioned into the system, you can start getting all the information about that machine. And so let's look at the system overview page. I have enrolled a couple of machines here. There are around 500 machines, PCs enrolled, and Windows Intune system overview page can give you the dashboard of things that are going wrong in your system that admin needs to immediately address. So we make that easy for admins. For instance, here, there are critical updates needed to be approved. Because it's a patch Tuesday, there are new critical updates that are coming down. We have given a warning for admin. I can click on that and see there are critical updates that I need to approve. It's a very simple navigation, and now I can see there are three updates that are published, and I need to approve them for the machines. It's a very simple process there. If there are malware alerts that are going on, I can get them in the same context. So in this case, there is one follower malware instance that is found, and if I see the computers that needed to be followed up, I can see the list of computers here. There is a home office computer. Can right-click, view properties for that machine. And while I'm looking at the properties, I can see, you know, well, there's an endpoint protection status for this machine is red. So admin can take action on this information. I can look at the malware information. I can look at the updates that need to be approved. And then the hardware inventory for this machine. We have a basic set of hardware inventory that, you know, that covers all the basic properties that you need for management, as well as we cover the software inventory for that machine. So there are three pieces of software that got installed on this machine. And the policy is also about the security settings. If there are conflicts, we surface it at the context of the machine there. So once I do that, if I go to all computers and, you know, show me all the devices that I'm managing. There are things that you can do for remote management. For instance, the computer that had malware alert, I can use the filter to basically look at all the computers that are having this trouble. And quickly go down to the malware, the with follow-ups needed for malware. There is a home office computer that is there. From the remote task perspective, I can say, oh, run a quick malware scan. So in real time, this computer is going to get a command to start the real-time scan. I can look at these remote tasks which are running from the console, and they tell me, you know, this particular task is queued. It's going to be communicating with the computer, and then we'll send the task down. The status will be updated when a malware scan is complete. So far we have seen updates, we have seen malware information, we have seen software and hardware inventory for the machine. One more thing we can do is detected software. This is the account of all the software that exists in your enterprise. And we have a software catalog where we capture application signatures for all the software that we inventory and normalize that information. For instance, if you are using Adobe Acrobat, And then you have multiple versions of Adobe Acrobat. With every patch that Adobe puts on your machine every week, the version numbers, they change. So at the end of the day, if I want to account for how many copies of, you know, Photoshop I have or Acrobat I have, it's a very tough challenge because I have to generate a laundry list of all these applications and then manually consolidate that. Instead of that, we use Software Catalog, assign an identity for that application. For instance, if it is Adobe Acrobat 9, then 9 dot something, then we assign it to Adobe Acrobat 9. So we can aggregate this information in the cloud. That's the same software catalog that is synced down to Configuration Manager Asset Intelligence, AI. So we leverage that property in the cloud. So it makes the licensing easy. There are two other things that we can do. We can track Microsoft volume licenses. So once you have a volume licensing agreement with Microsoft, you can enter that information in Intune. We talk to the backend volume licensing service center portal and get that information for you. For instance, I have an agreement here. There are two agreements here that I can quickly look at. And these are test agreements, but you know they are. One of them is EA agreement, and I can basically look at the overview. These agreements entitle me to run, you know, 200 copies of Office Professional, Office Standard, and Visual Professional. So it's pretty simple information that we can pull for you from our customer licensing program. You can manage third-party licensing as well. So if you are tracking licenses for Adobe, you can do that in the using our software catalog. So that is basically a gist of what capabilities that are there in Windows Intune for PC management. Any questions so far? Okay, you go back to the deck. So we saw basically an initial configuration. IT Pro, you know, decides to walk into cloud and to see Windows Intune. You know, jokes apart, you know, we saw how the initial configuration is done with Windows Intune, and PC management basics that we saw, security, planning for, that is asset management, inventory, software inventory, hardware inventory, the support tasks, as well as, you know, software distribution. I can talk about software distribution a little bit later when I go over to the mobile device management. There are a few things in this release that we have done to preserve Windows 8 experience. We want to avoid distractions for end users. So what we have done is we have streamlined our reboot experience for Windows 8. And the second thing that we have done is when user is using modern applications, we don't want to interrupt the user. So basically, we preserve that experience as well. So the reboot deadlines are tackled in this context. We can suppress interruptions in the modern app scenario. One more full disclosure that with Windows 8 platform, we haven't enabled the monitoring for PCs. Till Windows 7, we had System Center Operations Manager-based monitoring for PCs. This is a gap that is there for Windows 8. We are going to fill that going forward. And there is no remote assistance as well in Windows 8 and Windows RT. This is something that we are looking at also. So that covers the basics of PC management. And so Windows Intune has released now the mobile device management functionality as well. So in last release, we provided Exchange ActiveSync-based management. With this release, we are providing direct management. That is, we are going to use native management protocols to manage these devices, which is in addition to what we do for Exchange ActiveSync. So for instance, Windows RT tablets could be managed through Windows Intune, as well as, you know, iOS devices could be managed through Windows Intune through direct management. That includes over-the-air enrollment of your devices, mobile application management, settings management, as well as a device inventory, and corporate data protection. So let's talk about the application management to begin with. With the current release, we are basically allowing our customers to install applications for different new modern device platforms. There are two ways to install these applications. One way is to use the deep link into the respective application stores. For instance, if you want to install an application from Windows Store, admin can basically package that as a link to that application in the store, and we can distribute it. End users can install these applications through their self-service portal experience. There is another way of doing this, which is to sideload LOB applications. This is where the application does not come from the store, but this is a LOB application that is developed by the enterprise, and they want to install it on their devices. One thing to remember, these are all mobile device platforms which are completely locked down, except for Android. So Apple doesn't want you to install applications onto iOS device unless you go through certain steps to prove that you are going to do this in a secure manner. Otherwise, the security of that platform gets compromised. The same story is with Windows RT. Windows RT is also a locked-down model. You just cannot install any application that you want unless it comes from the store. So if you want to sideload, the enterprises have to go through a process to apply for a developer license, enable the sideloading using some certain set of keys, signing your applications with your corporate signing cert, and then distributing. There are multi-step process involved. So no pain, no gain. For devices security, I think you have to follow these steps. So with the current release, we basically provide support for doing all these tasks for our customers. This is a quick summary of software distribution, what is available, what was available before. So if you look at Windows 8 Pro and Enterprise platforms, the desktop or classic applications like MSI or EXE, they were already available. With the current release, we are adding support for Apex, which is the modern applications of Windows 8 style UI applications. We have also added support for deep links, which are applications inside the Windows Store, as well as web links, which is just a web application. It could be a SaaS application link that we can distribute to our customers. For Windows RT, you can't really distribute MSI and EXE because those applications don't install on RT. But using the self-service portal, you can still select to install MSI and EXEs on PCs through Windows RT. And there is an Apex format there too. For iOS, you can install iOS-based IP applications. For Android, you can do APK-based applications. Windows Phone 8 also is supported, which is a Zap format of applications. Windows 7 and below, they only have desktop applications. So this is a quick summary of what is new. Everything that is colored in blue is the new functionality that we have added in the current release. Green is the one that is already available since the last release. Okay. When it comes to mobile device settings management or policy management, you can set security policies for all these mobile platforms that we saw using direct management as well as EAS, Active Sync Management. The only recommendation that we have today is you should be using only one management authority to manage the policies on the devices. Otherwise, there could be conflicts. In case of conflicts, the resultant behavior for policy depends on the platform. For instance, on Windows platform, if there are two policies for the same setting, then more restrictive policy takes precedence. So, you have to go through the configurations to understand. It is a platform play involved to basically make sure what's the end result. It's not completely deterministic right now. For Android and Windows Phone devices, we do not have direct management in the current release. You can still manage these devices through EAS policies. We have tried to make the policy configuration experience simpler for admins using the same template for both direct management and EAS. So admins don't have to wonder whether a particular setting is applicable for this platform or not. We are basically trying to take out the guessing work in configuring the policy platform. I'll show you that in a moment in my demo. And there is reporting available for whether the policy setting was applicable for a particular device, whether it is conformant, or whether there is an error in setting that. So this is just an eye candy. If you have any questions, I'm going to defer back to this slide saying, these are all the settings that we can manage using EAS or direct management channel. Unless I have question, I'm going to skip this slide and go straight to the demos. For mobile device inventory, hardware inventory is collected. There is no software inventory because in the current release, we are only supporting BYOD scenarios where admins really do not want to know what end users run on their personal devices because it could be a problem from corporate liability perspective. If they detect some pirated software or offensive software installed on the machine, they may have to, by law, act on it. And we have heard that feedback from our European customers in general. So because of that, we do not do software inventory on BYOD devices. The only way you can get inventory there is when you distribute applications through LOB applications through Windows Intune, at that time we can tell you whether that application got installed. So only corporate applications could be inventoried in that sense, but otherwise we don't touch the BYOD inventory. And you know, in this case, IT pros can track the storage also on the mobile devices so that if the application installs are failing, that can help them troubleshoot some of these things. So inventory properties, again, this is eye candy. You know, if you have any specific questions, you can talk to me offline as well. So there are lots of properties that we inventory today. Okay, so let's go to the demo. The basic scenario is, how can I do mobile device management? Because IT Pro wants to enable IW to be productive on his or her BYOD device. The things that we are going to see is the initial configuration and setup for enabling mobile device management through Windows Intune. And then we are going to do a quick run through of the capabilities that are available in Windows Intune for mobile device management. So let me switch to my laptop here. Okay, so I'm back in my management console. So this is the unified device management story. I can manage both my PCs and mobile devices through the single administration consoles. So if I go to the administrative node, there is a mobile device management node. And this is the node that can give you all the information about what it is required to manage different platforms from a mobile device management perspective. So in this case, you can see Windows RT management. If I click on that, it will give you step-by-step instructions of, you know, what is the requirement for managing devices or enrolling devices into Windows Intune service. In this case, there are two ways you can do this. There is a default DNS entry that you can set for enrollment server in your corporation, or you can provide that same server information for the end users so that they can use that as part of the enrollment sequence. The second thing that we make it easy for admins to do is for Windows RT management, sideloading keys could be distributed through Windows Intune. So all you need to do is procure those sideloading keys if you are using Windows Pro SKUs and or Windows RT SKUs and upload them to Windows Intune. And then basically we take care of distribution of those sideloading keys to the device, enabling registry keys to prepare your machine for sideloading. So that cumbersome process is taken care of. For Windows x86 SKUs, you can achieve the same thing using software distribution channel. For code signing certificate also, we provide a way for Windows RT machines. We can distribute the code signing certs to Windows RT machines. So standard process in an enterprise is they want to sign their LOB apps with their enterprise cert and then restrict running of those apps which belong only to that particular company. So we can basically distribute the enterprise cert, code signing certificate here, so that you can run LOB apps signed by them. There is a similar process for Windows Phone 8. Enrollment is similar. You have to provide the enrollment server address. It becomes a little bit tricky because now you have to basically open up a dev account or enterprise ID. Because it's a secure platform, most of the applications, 90% case, it's a consumer device, so all the applications are going to be installed through Windows Phone Store. So if you want to bypass that, this is a gated way to do that. They don't want any Tom, Dick, and Harry just, you know, starting to install applications on the machine. Android, by the way, is a different story. anybody can install anything on Android platform. For iOS and Windows Phone, you have to go through certain steps. You have to acquire the dev license, which is a step two here. If you want to install applications, if you want to let end users install applications, then you have to sign our company portal or end user self-service portal app with this certificate, and then basically deploy it so that at the time of enrollment, that application gets provisioned. And it's the same workflow applies to any line of business Windows Phone app that you are going to develop. It's an involved process where I think IT developer arm, they have to work together with IT admins to make this thing happen. But it's needed for the security of that platform. For iOS also, it's a similar workflow. You need to basically get the APNS cert, and you have to basically work with Apple's iOS portal, apply for their license. It's a similar process. They get you a cert that you have to distribute using enterprise profile. So that when the device gets enrolled, the device basically can talk to their notification service, and MDM solutions can send notification to those devices. So Apple is also pretty very restrictive play in this space. If you just want to manage your devices to Microsoft Exchange, you can do that as well. For that, you have to have on-prem connector. Last month, we released a connector where you still have to install it on-prem, but now it can sync your settings through online Exchange. So that's the addition that we did last month. So far, only on-prem Exchange servers could communicate with Intune, but now hosted Exchange also can communicate with Intune if you want to do EAS-based management. The guidance is EAS becomes the catch-all because everybody wants to have access to their emails. So if you want to do a dual management, it's just like EAS is kind of your discovery mechanism to know how many people are really accessing my corporate resources like email, and then asking those users to enroll their machines for direct management where you can have more control. So I have covered the basics of setting up MDM for different platforms. Now let's look at what we can do with respect to the management. There is a group there called mobile devices, and by default, I'll see lots of devices there for this account. So you can see there's a Surface RT device here. There is a Windows Phone 8 device enrolled. There is an iPhone enrolled here. So you can get the list of mobile devices in this view. For the Surface device, I can look at the view properties. As you can see, for mobile devices, there is no software inventory. You can look at the hardware inventory, and you can look at the policy conflicts. There are two things that you can do here. So it's a very simplistic experience there. You can do this for other iOS devices also. There is a node called Direct Managed Devices versus Exchange Active Sync Managed Devices. You can basically, you know, look at your direct managed devices. For instance, I have an iPhone here, which I can view properties for. There's a hardware tab, hardware inventory. I can see the storage space on that iPhone. So that's the mobile inventory. For application distribution, I can see that there is a managed software node. This is where I can upload or publish applications. Publishing applications is a very simple process. You can just click on the add software here. It basically launches ClickOne's app on your laptop or desktop, wherever you're accessing the mobile portal form, the Windows Intune console form from. And it will install that, and then you can select different application types and publish this to the cloud. When the application is published to the cloud, the binaries or the content is stored in Azure. So with Windows Intune subscription, you get 20 gigs of free Azure storage space. If you want to extend that, you can do that as well. So I'm not going to cover the publishing experience right now, but I can just quickly show you the portal. I think there is something wrong right now. Once I package the application, I can see those applications here. I have prepackaged some applications here. There are some network connectivity issues that may be preventing me from logging into the publisher. But the binaries are residing in Azure. I can basically target or deploy these applications very simply. We saw the update deployment workflow. This is similar, but the only difference is this software can only be made available for end users, so there is no push software distribution for these BYOD devices. So end users have to install these softwares themselves. So for instance, I can see that there is a expenses app. I can say manage deployment. And there's all users group selected. I'm just going to select the engineering headquarters group. Next, I'm going to say, okay, available, make it available for install. And that's it. Basically, this application has been provisioned for the user. So I can access that application from any device that particular user owns. So I'll show that experience also in a minute, but this is the basic simple application publishing experience. It's very straightforward. You can either install Apex applications for Windows RT and Windows 8 devices. You can install iOS applications and Android applications. Workflow is very similar. Deployment is also pretty similar. So that's about the gist of, you know, how I can enroll those devices, how I set up the MDM, enroll the devices, look at the device information, and make software available to these devices for end users. With that, I'll switch back to the slides again. Any questions so far? Okay. Actually, I just wanted to show you the settings management. That's one last piece there. So if I go to policy node, I can see all my policies. One of them is mobile device security policy that I had created using the standard template. But if I edit these policies, I can see all the settings that I can control and how we are trying to make the experience simpler. The template starts with common settings, which are common across multiple platforms. For instance, all the password settings are mostly common. You can control the require a password to unlock the mobile device screen or password type, minimum password length, just the basic password settings. On Windows RT, you can allow or disable picture password. There are common device restrictions as well. This depends on a particular platform. For instance, disable camera is not really allowed setting on Windows RT or Windows Phone. The platform itself doesn't allow you to do that. So it's very easy for admin to find that information when admin is configuring these policies. For iOS also, there are multiple options available for configuration. Backup to iCloud can be controlled, sync to iCloud can be controlled, and photo stream also can be controlled on these devices. And then there are a bunch of Exchange Active Sync specific policies for email account configurations. So it's a simple experience, it's a simple template to use to configure mobile device settings. Okay, going back to the slides. So to recap, here are the new features that we have added in the current wave, and their availability on multiple platforms. You can see over the air enrollment is not applicable for Android because we do not do direct management for Android. We only do EAS-based management. There are data protection capabilities like remote wipe and retire that I will be talking as we go along this presentation. But apart from that, the inventory settings management and software distribution, all of them are available for these new platforms. So now, going back to now that IT admin has provisioned all these applications and configured all these settings, how does end user access applications and be productive. So we have provided a premium experience in terms of the self-service portal on different platforms so that end users can be in control of installing the applications they need and basically be productive on those applications. As we go into the realm of consumerization of IT, it's a partnership between admin and the end user so that, you know, the end users are savvy enough to take care of certain tasks right now. Admins don't need to really completely spoon-feed them. End users can be partners to admin to maintain the security of the information on those devices. And it's going to be a continuous journey as we go forward, but this is the paradigm that we are going out with in the current release. So I would like to demo the company app. So I'm going to demo company app on multiple platforms. So let me start with the PC platform. I have an x86 laptop here. And if I go to the Metro mode, company app, once you enroll your device for management, and there is a full Intune client running on this x86 platform, I can go to company store and search for company app. So you can see that there is a company portal available. If I click on the information there, it's published by Microsoft. This is the portal that is used for end user access to all this information. This portal is common between Windows Intune standalone service as well as if you are going to use Windows Intune with Configuration Manager. And I can install this. I have already installed the company portal on my machine. I can show it to you in a minute. So as an end user, I type in my Org ID credentials or Azure Active Directory credentials. Okay, it's connecting to the IW service in the back end. With this company portal, we enable you to see all the applications that are being made available to you by the admin. You can look at all the devices that belong to you. This is the user device affinity or association. So I can see that I have multiple devices enrolled here. There is a Surface tablet. There is an x86 machine, which I'm using right now. Then there is an iPhone, and there is a Windows Phone 8, which is available there. I can see there are a couple of applications. I just published the expenses application. It's already available for me. I can write the install of that. It gives me the details, when it was published, what is the size, and the install experience is driven here. So this is the sideloading experience that we have. So this application is getting sideloaded on my Windows 8 managed PC. For Skype, this is a deep linked application. So I can see that I have been given a link there. View this application in the Windows Store. So I packaged the link to Skype from Windows Store. And so when I launch that, the install experience will be driven through Windows Store. So it will be a similar experience on iPhone as well as Android. Okay. So let's see whether Windows Intune software installation, it installed the expense app. So within minutes of making that application available to end user can install that application. So it's a very powerful paradigm. There is no longer wait of, you know, days for applications to be available through your distribution points. You know, since it is going through the cloud distribution point, I can connect to it anytime, and I can install this application. That's a great story for both Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. It's a near real-time experience for end users to consume these applications. So here it is. This is my expense application. So with that, I'll switch over to my Windows RT device. Six.
having some touch trouble. I just want to switch to password there. Okay. So in this case, come on. I will sign into the company portal. I already have that company portal installed on that on my machine. It's a similar way I got it on my Windows 8 x86 PC. I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed because it's a wireless connection that I'm trying to use. Okay, it seems to be working. I see the same company portal for Windows RT as well, and I see the applications. So when I click on the Business Intelligence Dashboard, this application was already installed, so it will show me you can reinstall this application if you want to. So I can just do reinstall for this demo, and it is going to install that application in the background. Okay, it's a same experience for both Windows 8 PCs as well as RT. I can see all my devices. There is one more thing that I want to show you. IT admins can provide contact IT information in this self-service portal. So if end user hits any problems or issues, they can basically contact IT. So in this case, you know, there is a support contact listed, email, and a website listed for IT support. And you can brand this portal the way you want from IT admin perspective. You can select the colors and icons there. So I think the business intelligence software has been installed. So let's go and find it. I think it's still installing that software. I'll come back to this. I will show you the iPhone experience now. It has iPhone also has the company portal application. It's a link to the mobile web portal. Sorry for my typing skills here. It's going to take a few minutes to. On Microsoft. That looks okay. Now you can see my password because iPhone is not secure. It's a very simple experience on iPhone. You can get access to all the applications that are deployed on this platform, as well as you can get the support information for IT. So in a minute, I think it should be able to pull the information here. As you can see, there is Get Apps, as well as the support information. I click on Get Apps to see what applications are available for me to install. And when I select all the categories, Yeah, there's a expenses app, Contoso. You can click on it and say install. Yeah, it is in progress. It will basically finish the installation experience in the background. And the last but not the least, I'll switch over to my Windows 8 phone. It's a similar mobile portal that gets installed at the time of enrollment. You don't have to really go to the store to install this. Type in my password. See all the applications that are available to me. There's a weather forecast application. Click on install. Okay, now it's in collection. So if I go to my app collection, yeah, that's the weather forecast application. So there is a consistent experience across all these mobile device platforms for end users to access applications and contact IT. So going back to the deck, we just reviewed the mobile web portal for iOS and Android, the Windows Phone 8 experience, which is a native SSP application, as well as Windows RT and x86 native self-service portal application. This is a recap of all the capabilities that are there from the perspective of end user. End users can enroll their machines, rename those machines, retire and wipe their machines, as well as install LOB applications, as well as deep link applications. So there is a bunch of functionality for end users available there so that they can be productive, they can self-service their management needs, and they can be partner with admins to basically maintain the information security for the corporation. So with that, I'll go to the last scenario. This is of interest to a lot of our customers. What happens when an employee loses his or her device or basically leaves the company? Based on that, there are a couple of options that are available. You can retire any of your machines that are enrolled for management. And retiring machines will affect, obviously, the access to applications as well as policies on the retired machines. The wipe option is also available. That is, that depends on the platform, individual platform capabilities. For instance, there is a complete wipe to reset to factory defaults is available both on iOS devices as well as Windows Phone 8 devices. EAS mailbox removal is only available for Android. Since we do not do direct management, we can only wipe out the mailbox there. And there is no wipe for Windows 7 or below because this functionality wasn't really baked into our product. We don't treat a Windows 7 device as a mobile platform. You can do whatever you want. You can manage them fully with your management agent. You can do software distribution, push software on it if you want to achieve the same thing. So I'm going to quickly demo that functionality for wipe. I'll go back to my Intune console. When I look at my mobile devices, consider a scenario where my iPhone got lost, and I want to make sure that it does not get into wrong hands and information doesn't get compromised. So I'll go to my device and say retire and wipe. wipe the device before retiring. That's it. The request will be passed to the device. If nothing happens, then you know, in next 12-hour window, when the device contacts the service, the device will get the retire signal. Let's try this. If I want to initiate this activity on my iPhone, I'm still installing my application there. This was the old install that was triggered. I think any application installation needs end-user involvement on iOS devices. You cannot push the applications. There is always a user prompt. It's a consumer device, and so Apple wants to treat it that way. In this case, the installation is happening. Once the installation is complete, I'll go back to my portal. Hopefully, I don't have to log in again, but when I try to access the applications, get apps, it should trigger the wipe. It takes a couple of minutes for the wipe instructions to fall through. I think it should happen in the next 10 minutes, but I'll keep it here. If it gets wiped, I'll show it back again. But that's how the workflow works for retire and wipe. So going back to the presentation, to summarize, this is the retire-only summary. Again, iCandy, there's different behavior involved here. The basic gist is, as Windows 8 Enterprise and Pro platform, once you retire a device, it's removed from management. There is no removal of sideloading keys. Once you distribute sideloading keys, they are like activation codes. They get consumed. You cannot recover sideloading keys. So one thing to remember. No new applications will be installed. The policies also cannot be refreshed. For Windows RT, again, device records will be removed from management perspective. Sideloading keys are removed on RT. So it's like throwing away the sideloading keys. So all the applications, enterprise applications that were installed using those sideloading keys, they will stop working. Okay. The policies also the same experience with Windows 8. Windows Phone 8, once you retire, all the sideloading keys or application enrollment tokens are removed. So basically, the SSP itself is uninstalled, so no other applications are available on that device anymore. For iOS, install apps still continue to run even if you retire that device from management perspective. But new applications won't be able to install. And Android, it is EAS managed, so install applications continue to work. For retire with wipe option, the wipe option is again depends on the platform. For Windows Phone 8 and iOS, all the data is removed. The device goes back to the factory settings. For Windows 7 and below, as well as Windows 8 Enterprise and Pro, there is no data removed. Neither it is removed from Windows RT. Mailboxes are removed for Windows 8 Enterprise and Pro and Windows RT when you wipe the device. So is the case for all the other platforms. So this was the summary. So how do we get this functionality? So there are the licensing model is also pretty simple for Windows Intune. So if you already have Configuration Manager, you can purchase Windows Intune to manage your mobile devices as an add-on. It's $4 per user per month. If you don't have Configuration Manager or you don't want to install Configuration Manager, we provide Windows Intune as a subscription. It is based on $6 per user per month. You can install Configuration Manager. You get license to install Configuration Manager as well in this case. Or the old model for Windows Intune where we combine it with Windows Software Assurance so that you get Windows Enterprise SKU access as well is still there. It is still same price. It's $11 per month per user. There are up to 5 devices that you can manage per user. In review, the session objectives were to discuss how consumerization of IT is putting pressure on IT admins when it comes to device management, how in Windows Intune capabilities can help you deal with these challenges, and Basically, I just walked you through the overview of Windows Intune capabilities and scale limits. Key takeaways, now that you know Windows Intune capabilities, you should be able to try it out. There is a free 30-day trial available for Windows Intune. You should go to windowsintune.com, try it out. It's a very simple experience, and see how it works for you. And now you know how to embrace consumerization of IT today with unified device management without any compromise with Windows Intune, either through it's attached as an attached service to Configuration Manager or as a standalone service. That's it. Thank you. There are a lot of breakout sessions available for Configuration Manager, which are related to this topic. There is a lot of detail of how to set up Windows Intune subscription with Configuration Manager. You should take a look at that. And there is a deep dives also that are happening this week for application distribution and other things that will be of interest to you. Thank you. So if you have any questions, I think we have a couple of minutes here. So.